Hey guys, welcome back to Holy Drip Podcast. It's Ethan. Thank you for joining us once again. I have a song suggestion for you. It's Swivel by Swayze featuring Holvey. If you haven't checked it out, you better go do it right now. It is a great song. Just came out. Our throwback song suggestion is None of My Business. It's in 2018. It's by Andy Mineo in the Sword album. If you haven't heard it, go check it out. It's great. You know, this time around, we got Josiah Bluff. Is that right?
Duff.
But dude, thank you for joining us. We were kind of introduced by a mutual friend, Robbie.
Yep.
Dude, I'm excited.
Shout out to Robbie.
Shout out to the Robster.
You know, I have been listening to Andy Mineo, I mean, my whole life, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, he started making music in 2009 after he got saved.
Since you're 15 years old, that about makes sense. So.
Your whole life.
Josiah, tell me like your original thoughts on Andy Mineo. Like, when you think of him, what do you think of?
Yeah, man. When I think of Andy Mineo, I think of one of the best spitters in the game of Christian hip hop. That's what I think. And I will stand on that because I think he's a lyricist at heart. And I love Lecrae. But I mean, when I think of hip hop, Christian hip hop, I go back to like KJ52 and T-Bone, John Rubin, you know. So DC Talk. So what people say?
Yes.
So, oh man, I was listening to Lecrae. I remember I bought Lecrae's second album, and I think it was After the Music Stops.
Yeah.
And
great album.
One of his best. And I was digging Lecrae quite a bit because he was kind of just different than all the other Christian hip hop. Now, huge shout out to Ambassador and Cross Movement because that was incredible too. Mm-hmm. I got almost all of their albums, right? Oh, you're really? Shaking your head. Wait, you didn't listen to Cross
Movement? No, I did.
No way.
That was a little too early for me. Yeah.
Oh, man. 100. After I heard Andy Mineo come out, though, I was like, oh, snap. The Christian hip hop game has been elevated, mm-hmm. right? Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
for sure. I think I agree. I'm just going to say I agree with that. By the way, this is Jaren. Ethan forgot to introduce me, which is fine. I'm not too mad about it.
You're not worth mentioning.
Really? Is that where we're going to go? Do we need to have Josiah leave so we can have that conversation?
Gosh. Oh, man.
Yes, but for the record, Ethan is not 15. He's 21 or 2. Whatever he is, 21.
And a half, man.
He may act like he's 10. But I agree with that, and we're going to get into it, and I'll just say this. I agree with what you said about Andy Mineo and everything you said, but I think the Andy Mineo that we remember, in my opinion, is not who Andy Mineo is now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I mean that in a good or bad way, but that's all I'm going to say.
It's more like an observation. I don't know if it's like a good or bad thing. It's just
not who he was.
Yeah.
His music has changed.
Definitely. So, like, would you say that you're more, I know you mentioned like all those old people.
The OGs.
Kind of early age Christian hip hop with, I mean, early Lecrae, early Andy Mineo. Would you say that you like, well, I guess maybe are attached to early hip hop?
Attached to early Christian hip hop?
Yes. Like, when I think of like early Lecrae and now Lecrae, I honestly say that they're two different people. Like 100% different.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like,
Lecrae says that about himself. He does say that about himself.
Would you like the earlier stuff?
Do I like the earlier stuff? See, that's a good question.
What are you drawn to?
You know, that's a solid question. Do I like the earlier music versus their new music?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it really depends. I feel like it really depends on your philosophy when you're following any musical artist. Right, because I feel like, okay, let me get in a soapbox here for like a hot second.
Okay.
Right, so if you're listening to an artist that you really enjoy, let's say you grew up with them or whatever, you know, you're kind of detached from their experience because they are multi-million-dollar selling asset, right? They're selling out shows and doing a bunch of stuff. They're an icon, right? And you probably got into their music when you were going through a specific phase, and that's really what helped you out through that phase, right? So you attach to this person, you identify to this person's music in a different way than they identify with their own music, right? And as they grow older and whatever journey they're going through, their music is bound to change. I feel like to be a true fan of any artist, you have to appreciate the artist and the artist's journey as they're going through they're going through. And dude, as we mature and get out of phases, that music also changes. their music also changes. And so it's a great question. Do you like his older stuff or do you like his newer stuff? I'm like, I'm a huge fan of Lecrae, and I like his Metamorphosis. If you can like
you like the journey.
Yeah.
You like start to finish.
I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I appreciate hearing what they have to say, you know, in whatever season of life that they're in. That's kind of where I come from.
I don't think I've ever agreed more with anybody. Like,
I don't
because
agree,
and, you know what? Like, I'm not. I could not answer that question if I like his new stuff or his old stuff better. Because when I was listening to his new stuff, I was in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a completely different, like just way different. I barely could drive. Like, I didn't have tattoos. Like, I didn't have any money at the time. Like, it was a completely different. It was a completely different time for me. And so, like. Right. A lot of his stuff, like, I was forced to listen to it because it was Christian music, and it was the only Christian rap that, like, my dad was like, whatever, it's Christian music, it's fine, but he was like, it's stupid. Like, that's not a knock on him, but, like, just that's just not his flavor of music.
Dude, you're not wrong. My dad was the same exact way.
Yeah, and it's like, and me and him, like, and we would have to talk about this more in length at some other time, but, like, for me and him, we had to fight for us to be allowed to listen to that kind of music, especially because we had very similar households growing up, because like our dads are best friends. They won't admit it, but they're best friends. But like, like we had to fight for it. And so like, Lecrae back then, like I love that music. But man, the stuff that he's making now, especially when he uses quote unquote secular artists in some of his music, like the music now hits different. I mean, it is a totally different vibe. Like the beat. Like I'm not a rapper, and I'm not like a DJ type guy. But man, like. The beat behind it, take away the lyrics just for a second. The beat behind it is just mesmerizing to me.
Man.
And I love it so much. Like I love it.
That's another thing I like about Christian music these days. The production is a lot better than it was before.
Oh, could you say, hold on just a second, could you say it sounds more, if you take away the lyrics, it sounds more secular to you? Like the
progressive.
The like the beat and stuff. I'm sorry, dangerous. Sound more progressive.
No, it's no, I know it's
Christian word. Yes. Like it sounds like it just sounds different to me. Like if I heard Hammer Time by Lecrae or that album, I forgot what the name of that album, but it sounds different.
Yeah.
To me.
No, I agree, man. The instrumentals sound a lot more secular. I mean, and I hate saying that secular because it's this weird secular sacred divide.
Christianese word.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's almost like when he says like to be set apart, like we actually think that like no, like when I play the song, like there's no doubt about it. Like this is a Christian song. Like it's got its own sound.
Yeah.
But now, really, it's kind of like merging to where, like we're talking about, Lecrae's music really makes it more appealing for like the secular, the outside world. Now
it can make it on 103.3.
103 jams.
Now, right now, though, be honest with you, I don't think Andy Mineo could.
You don't think so?
I think. Well, did you just listen to his new song that came out?
Which one?
Sheboya.
Son of a gun.
Sheboya. No. I don't know if I heard that one.
It Always in a Rush.
Oh,
okay. Featuring
Mez.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it was a snooze fest.
Well, I mean, you know.
I ain't saying that he's awful.
It didn't go as hard as his other song.
The beat was not hard. It was a cool music video.
Yeah.
His music video was very high quality. The song... He did some work.
I want to hear what he has to say before I answer it. Do you think he can make it on that type of radio station with that song or anything like that?
With that song?
103
Jams, whatever the heck it is.
I think he can make it on with his, I remember his Words Play, his album with Words Play. I think a lot of those tracks.
Magic and Bird.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Fire album.
That was fun.
Yeah, probably one of my favorites.
I think that's the only album he can make it on with 103 Jams. I really don't think... Especially like, was it Arrows 1 and 2 or whatever? I personally didn't like any of that.
It was just a little bit more mellow.
I didn't like
it. He was going through something though, you know what I mean?
I feel that.
Yes.
But like, I think here's where me and you are different. Like, you're like a connoisseur where you're sitting there and you're like, man, I'm just with like the journey with him, you know? But me, it's like, I'm in it for the music. Like, something.
I'm gonna need to bump this.
Yeah.
You know? I can't bump this, Annie.
Yeah,
and I'll be honest with you, like, you know, Andy's in my heart, Lecrae, NF, Whole V's, where I love.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about NF.
Dude, but I'll be honest with you, it's just, like, it comes to the point where, am I going to play this with my windows down?
Mm.
Am I going to rock this in my youth group? Because I kid you not, I put something on 2 weeks ago in my youth group, and a kid looked at me, and he goes, bro, this is trash.
And I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
I wonder which one that was.
And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, you need to listen to the lyrics. And I was sitting there thinking, you know what? Like, I'm listening to this because trash. The artist is my favorite artist. But, like, honestly, like, this
he's not wrong.
Is trash. Yes. Why am I doing this? And that's where I think I step in and I go, you know what? I do need to start looking at something with the beat and not the artist. Almost like looking at something, like, that is made. You know, what's the quality of it other than the brand?
Yeah.
And I love Andy Mineo's brand. I love Lecrae's. I love all those guys' brand. I love them as people. But, like, I think at the end of the day, it's like, okay.
If you can't bump to it, then...
Yeah. Does the beat go hard? I mean,
there's a vibe that needs to happen.
It does. It needs to get me hype. It needs to fit whatever emotion or whatever, you know, thing that I'm going through, you know, whatever. And
maybe at some point whenever you're going through something that's not going to make you bump, maybe you will go back to those songs.
Hey, that's a good...
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you're pretty mellow most... Like, you're pretty hype. Actually, you're pretty hype all the time. And maybe you just don't need that. But I can understand both sides.
Now, I have been through some things, especially when I was young.
For sure.
I was all about NF. I was going through things. I was angry. I was frustrated. All that. Like, I was like, dude.
Don't get him on the NF train.
Like, I want NF. And then now, like, I got to this, you know, really. And we kind of talked about this on Facebook a little bit, Josiah.
Yeah.
But, like, with like, maturing as a Christian and diving into your word and really truly being changed by Jesus, I wasn't in that state of mind anymore, and now I'm filled with the joy of the Lord. I just don't need that anymore. I'm just happy. I'm go-getty. I'm ready, and like I just want the flow silly.
That's just how it is. He doesn't
like,
listen to
turn off that NF. I need Michael W. Smith.
Yeah. Yes. Well, actually, I mean, I want Willie, but no big deal.
Dude, yes.
No big deal is awesome.
Yes, he is. Sick. I kind of came off of the tail end, I discovered No Big Deal through Andy Mineo.
Okay.
Isn't he with Minor League? I don't know.
I think he might have been.
See,
yeah.
Listen, when I heard No Big Deal, I was like, oh, snap.
Dude, that you want to talk about like some like intricate, like step-by-step
he's
writing?
Fresh.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I think every single word, every single bar he speaks is like, he's got a master plan behind it.
Yes.
Honestly. He's sick. You know... Well, one thing about like, Christian hip-hop and makes it so important and really I think that makes them watch them thrive is being relevant. And I, in my personal opinion, you know, hear me out, Jer.
Tell me
what you think.
Okay.
I personally don't think that Andy Mineo is currently relevant in this time. And I don't know if he's just taking a break. I don't know if he's stepping back. And I know he just put this new song out, but... Again, like I said,
I mean, he's just going through his journey, bro. I mean,
what do you think it is? Tell
what
me.
Do I think his journey is?
Like right
dude,
now, what is his current situation?
Bro, he's a rapper that made it, man. He's a rapper that made it. And regardless if you're Christian or secular, when you make it, you're like, oh my gosh, I've been like up late nights producing beats, going to shows and selling t-shirts and like, but now I have everything that I've been trying to get to. Now
what's next?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we're into his what's next phase. And he's pushing out music.
That's hard.
But I don't want to say his drive is gone, right? But it's just sort of focused on other things. He's got Minor League
now. Maybe the hustle's
gone. I don't think the hustle's gone. I think he's probably just refocusing. You know what I mean? That's what I think. He's like...
Regrouping.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he... So I'd like to say that I did not like Shibuya. I thought that was
Shibuya
Ro. I'm sorry. I thought that was a dumb song.
Let me preface it
by saying when I talk about when I am quote unquote negative towards music like that, like I'm not a rapper, I'm not a DJ, I don't know how to make music, anything like that. I always respect even secular, whatever the word you said, like even if they're not Christian artists, I always respect what they do. I just may not respect the stuff that they put out because of like the lyrics and things like that.
Yeah.
But I did not like Shibuya Roll Call.
Was it? It's like, my name is Words. Hey, is that one?
No, that's Words played.
Oh wait, my name is Andy. Is that the same thing?
Yes, it is. Because
it's
Shibuya Roll Call.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it, but I feel like I'm in the middle between both of you.
Yeah, because Words played is in Shibuya Roll Call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay,
on.
So it is him. You know, Andy and him are real close friends.
Yeah.
Andy and Words played.
Oh yeah.
We talked about Words.
He's good.
We did.
He's like the Dr. Dre of Christian hip hop, except yeah. he can actually rap.
He is. Apparently, side note, I think we talked about that podcast, we talked about him. He's actually getting into comedy. I don't know if you know that. He's supposed to be a comedian. Like he said that he's not taking a 100% break from rap, but he's focusing on being a comedian.
That's awesome.
And stuff like that. So yeah. So maybe we get some good content to listen to. So
boom. I love it.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like when we have questions on this podcast, I can never come to 100% conclusion. Like, I don't know if he's relevant. I know that he's been more relevant.
Yeah.
But I think maybe he's right to where I honestly think maybe he's just like the grind never stopped for years and years and years with all the stuff he was putting out. And a lot of it was good and some of it I didn't think was good. But my opinion, it really doesn't matter. But what I'm trying to say is maybe he was just climbing, climbing, climbing. Now he's kind of just plateaued a little bit. And it's not a bad thing to plateau out. It's not a bad thing to hit a plateau for a minute.
Right.
And maybe
right.
maybe he is going through something. Maybe him and his wife are trying to do this or trying to do that, and it's just not working out or whatever. Or maybe he's trying to move or change something or
man,
build something.
Do you know something
else.
About his wife that we don't know, man?
I'm trying to bring up any sort of thing that he might be going through.
Like, oh yeah, I get
maybe
it. Yeah.
Maybe he's like Lecrae and he's just kind of taken because Lecrae took a break. I think like he took a break for a while, and I think maybe that's what Andy
checked
Mindy
out.
Did.
You could even say that.
And unfortunately, some of the stuff that he's putting out now isn't our favorite because not that our opinion really matters. But I think that I don't know if he's. I just don't think he's as relevant at the moment. But I really hope that he becomes more relevant because I do like some of his stuff.
Who would you say is like the most relevant right now in
right
Christian
now
football?
At this time?
Yeah,
like with relevancy. And I'm not saying that, like, they're my favorite right now, and it's Lecrae. Why? That dude is on social media 24/7.
You can't get on there and not see him.
He's releasing YouTube content out the butt.
He released a podcast 2 days ago.
Yeah,
he
podcast.
Really? Restoration podcast.
He's on interviews. He's on TV. And it's sick.
He's
putting awesome.
He's putting out 110% more videos than he has ever. Like, he is... This podcast, or his own podcast, his book, some of the other documentary stuff that he's done with it, all the clothing and stuff that he's doing.
I think
with that
COVID
as well.
Has to do a part in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I think COVID pushed every single person to get online, get busy. You know, you can't go to concerts, you can't tour,
so you got
to
put out
content.
You can't
go meet people. Put out content, get your name out there, and yeah, I mean, Lecrae's a big deal, but dude, I think that he really like increased. Really, his following.
Oh, for
just
sure.
Just by content he's been releasing.
Absolutely.
I'm blanking on this. First of all, I totally agree. I think COVID-19 kind of changed the whole game for everybody. Yeah. Churches had to go online. Schools going online. So I feel like they seriously made that push. I'm looking for this other Christian hip hop artist. He is from Africa. You guys know who I'm talking about?
No, but that's really awesome.
Oh my gosh, I'm sad. My pastor Marcus, he's at Evangel. He, right now, if he's listening to this, he's going to be so upset that I forgot the gentleman's name.
What's Marcus's last name?
Don't
say it on here. I think I know who Marcus is. I think I know who Marcus is.
I cannot remember that guy's.
Yeah, we don't do names. His name is Bob.
His name, exactly.
Yeah.
His name Marcus is,
yeah.
Just an alias for Bob.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I think one thing that makes like Christian rappers stick out, really... And I think where they get kind of a bad rap sometimes. I was eating dinner last night with a couple, and they're like, you know, well, obviously we're always talking about Christian hip hop, but they're like, you know, what's one thing that like about Christian hip hop that's so true? And I was like, what? Like, they say the craziest things, and I think sometimes there's like they can't talk about sex, they can't talk about drugs, so, you know, realized I'm not looked upon great if they talk about money. So like they say some like just some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
like just their rhymes and stuff. Like, what is he? Pisano's Wildin', what is that?
Yeah, you know,
I love that song.
What? Like, what is he saying?
Great,
you know,
song.
I don't know. I just feel like sometimes they're like, what are you saying?
I love that song.
That's an interesting point, dude. I never really thought of that until just now. But like that kind of reminds me of conscious rappers that aren't Christian rappers. You know, you got like Common would be considered a conscious rapper. What's that other dude's name? Lupe Fiasco would be considered a conscious rapper. And just by nature, Christian rappers are conscious. And if you look at some of the words that Common says and Lupe Fiasco, they have very interesting lyrics.
Oh, man.
Like,
It's like, where did deep. You come, what is yeah. this? Like,
yeah.
And they kind of explore this other side of hip hop. It's almost like, it's, I don't even know how to explain it. It's, I feel like it's real hip hop. I mean, but dang, I can't even say that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of incredible hip hop artists that are secular and they're into the whole lifestyle. It's weird. There's like hip hop in itself is kind of just its own culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
You know, real quick, shout out to all the hip hop artists in other countries and other cultures.
Of course.
I think that that's amazing. You know, just cool. Me as a black guy. And I recognize hip hop where it came from, and then I see how it's spread out. Mm-hmm. I'm like people a little golf clap. I'm like, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's they identify with it. It gets them through whatever struggle they're going through, and that's real hip hop, dude. 100.
I think because I feel like you're kind of setting yourself up for something that you're gonna say. Because it's because I know you. Hold on just a second. Yeah. So something about us, something about our relationship as friends is when all this whole thing started. What would be is I would send Ethan a song or an album and he would literally pick it apart like this is crap, this had a bad word, whatever, like they talk about sex or they talk about drinking or whatever. And so I was like, okay, so like what do you like? And so then we were like, I like this song or all of it's trash. And so we started doing that. So I kind of feel like he's got something that he wants to say about a specific Andy Mineo song where he's picking it apart, which is great for our podcast because he does that very well. Like for me, like I'm super glazed over. Like, I just, like, I love the song. And he's like, okay, let me look at the lyrics. And I'm like, I just wanted to listen to the song first. Like, that's just my thing. His thing is, like, and I love this, and I always knock him for it, but I love it, is he takes the song, he looks at the lyrics, and he's like, he goes so deep with it. And sometimes I'm like, bro, you're too deep into it. You got to dig yourself out of the hole.
You got to come back out. Come up for air, bro.
Like, I feel like he was setting himself up. I may be wrong, but I catch that from
him. Is that right, Ethan? Are you setting yourself up?
My best friend.
Like, you just set yourself up for a softball. Like, you're going to whack it. Like,
Jaren sees what I am, man. Yes. Every day, man. It's awful. No, like when you think of like a Christian rapper and what that couple was saying
just
last
say
night.
It. Just say
hold
it.
Hold on, man.
Just setting yourself up.
I got everything to say.
Oh my God.
It's like, okay, should my flow, as no big deal say, my flow is silly. Should it be silly? Or like, okay, I've been given this platform, I've been given this really this stage and this as this influencer of Christ. Should all of my music, should most of my music, the majority, whatever, glorify and edify Christ?
Dude.
What do you think as a Christian rapper? Like, what do you think? Should it be silly and just entertaining? Because, like, Lil Wayne, he calls himself a rock star.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that
he's
the second
one of the most entertaining.
He's like, I'm a rock star,
it's
you know?
True.
And I never thought about, like rappers, like, a rock star. I'm like, a rock star is like Kiss. But really, it's like, they are performers. And I think one thing about Andy Mineo is, he is simply, hear me out, he's an entertainer.
Right.
He's a clean
entertainer. I definitely don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm going to get saved listening to his music. I really don't think that the bass is going to hit so hard in my trunk. But I do think...
hit you so hard, the Holy Ghost.
Right. But I just think that he's simply
that.
A clean entertainer. I mean, what do you think?
I'll let you go first.
No, nah, dude, that's so real, though, bro. I was just talking to a pastor. His name is Pastor Brian. He's part of this Team Jesus movement here in Kansas City. They're all over the place, actually, all over.
Never heard of them.
Do you remember there's a gentleman named Sean, and he came to the plaza a couple of Saturdays ago. It was like a night of worship. He come from California.
I think I saw something about that on my Facebook.
I did see them worshiping in California, and I think maybe he'd been traveling there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I've seen them. Yes. Okay,
it's the same people. It's the same dude that came to Kansas City.
Wow.
So Team Jesus was a part of the people that made that come together. And it was crazy. So I was talking to this gentleman, Pastor Bryant, and he was like, I like hip-hop, but there's Christian hip-hop, but there's no conviction. Am I convicted? That's what I'm looking for.
No conviction.
And, dude, that's exactly where you were just talking about. You're like, dude, there's a lot of entertainment I can bump to, but there's no conviction, right? I'm not going to find the Holy Ghost or be convicted of sin while I listen to Andy Mineo. And I got to agree, dude. Mm-hmm. I got to agree. As a Christian artist, should you be honoring God with your music? Yes, absolutely. And this is kind of why I don't consider myself a hip-hop artist in the sense that everybody else is a hip-hop artist, right? my goal for hip hop, I'm a hip hop artist in the same way that Isaiah was a poet. Like, or that Jeremiah was a poet. You know, they were prophets and they were speaking on behalf of God, and they used that poetry to relay a message to the people of Israel. I feel like I'm the same way. You know, like I love hip hop and but you know, I don't really see myself just putting out music that doesn't have any conviction. I could be wrong, right? Music is also a form of expression. You know what I mean? And so there are some things that you can't even say verbally unless you put a note or a pen to a notepad. You know, so it's tough, bro. It's tough, 100%.
Dude, well, I have never honestly been convicted of Christian hip hop. It's just a crazy beat.
Really?
I go hard. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if you ever heard of him. I haven't sent you this yet, but it's Brian T. The letter T.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, like, listening to this, like, I had to, like, repent.
Send that to me. You gotta send it to me.
I actually was like, Lord, like, I'll be honest with
you. I thought we were friends.
I was like, will you forgive me? Like, I'm serious. Like, it actually, like, hit me so hard. And I was like, now, here's the thing, though.
I'm about to follow him right now.
Brian, with two N's, with a T. Now, it wasn't something that I was gonna roll my windows down and bump to. But I'll tell you right now, though, it got me in the mood. It got me in the zone. And it was like, okay, Lord, I see you. I hear you. You're here. It was crazy.
I think there are hip hop artists, Christian hip hop artists, that make you repent. Like, there's a dude from DC. His name is Shia Lin, and he had an album called Stories.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay.
Dog, it was so deep.
Send that to Ethan. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, 100. You won't send me yours. Okay, I have two things. Well, I have one thing to say. I have a question for you. I'm gonna ask you the question first.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Because you don't know us that well, and I'm gonna because he'll know where I'm going with it. I want to see where it is. One of the things that me and Ethan talk about the most, probably, is the controversial thing about Lecrae, Andy Mini, all those guys. And they all say, I don't really consider myself a Christian rapper. Like, I'm just not a rapper. So my question to you is, with those of you that are listening, because we're not watching this, Ethan's shaking his head. My question to you is, do you agree with that? Do you say that you're a Christian rapper? Do you say you're a rapper? Where do you fall in that hemisphere?
Yeah, that's a good question. One that I've thought about for a long time. Mm-hmm. I consider myself just a rapper that's a Christian, right?
Okay,
like, well, I consider myself a writer that's a Christian, not a Christian writer. Mm-hmm. Rapping is just something that the Lord has blessed me with, something that I have the ability to do. Mm. I think when people say, hey, are you a Christian rapper, they're looking for a box to put you in most of the time. And, I mean, I don't mind being categorized as a Christian. I say that all day, you know what I mean? It's on all my Facebook profile, all social media, I say that I'm a Christian.
Sure.
But to say that I'm a Christian rapper, I think might be disingenuous to what I actually do. I feel like that, you know.
What do you actually do then that would separate you from the box of Christianity?
That's a good separate from the box of Christianity.
Well, yeah. What is what you do that would? You mentioned that it doesn't give you justice to what you're doing.
Yeah.
So what are you doing that would separate you from the box
of Christian?
That would put you in of Christianity.
Okay, so I have. Man, okay, I guess I will talk about this.
I've never
really talked about this with anyone low key, but I have something I want to do called the Patriarch Instrumentals. And I want to take Matthew, all the Gospels, and put them into lyrical form and tell the Gospels poetically. But also get into some of the Old Testament prophets as well. Tell us Jonah specifically. I think that book is so layered. So layered deep is significance. So that's kind of where I come from when I say I'm a rapper. You know, I feel like I don't even know. I can express myself fine. Well, I'm not going to say that, but there are some things that I can better express through hip hop. But I don't know. I feel like since I have been blessed with this talent to rap, that I got to give that back to God. That's truly what I feel. And so when you say Christian rapper, we're really just talking about semantics at this point, like Christian versus secular. You know, some theologians say there's no difference in the sacred and the secular. There's not like a cutoff between music that's sacred or secular. It's just music. But it's a fair question.
I think that it can, but if you do that as well, you think about it, I think that there's two different purposes out of the different music.
Yeah.
Yes, a song, a word, a lyric cannot be holy. However, why are you creating it? When you're putting it out, there is intentions for it. And I think that those intentions are holy.
Yes.
Those intentions are biblically sound and uplifting. And, you know, Lecrae talks about how, well, you know, the reason why I don't say I'm a Christian rapper is because people that own butcheries and are Christians aren't Christian butchers. They're butchers that are Christian. Right. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, how many people come in contact with this butcher shop?
I don't know, man. I mean...
But when you got Lecrae, I'm talking millions of people. He has a platform of millions. We're no longer talking about butcher shops. We're no longer talking about bakeries. We're talking about millions of lives that can be saved, that can be touched, that can be impacted by your butchery, by your craft.
Facts. I believe it. I hope that...
Oh my gosh. You are awesome. Like, man.
Hold up. I don't want to. Exactly. You were on something, bro. My bad.
You have gone on a rabbit trail.
He started it.
I didn't start it. I didn't start it.
Okay. We'll have to do that later.
Yes.
So, what I was trying to think about was. Is. Man, I just. I feel like. Okay. Anyways.
Started a fire.
Well, we're going to have time to talk about it. So, here's the thing. Like. A couple years ago, I believe, don't quote me, I believe, I'm 99% sure, Andy Mineo opened up for Logic one time at some concert.
Nice.
And I did not see it. I've seen some stuff for Logic. I think he's a great rapper. I think he seems like a really cool guy. I don't listen to his music, whatever. Some people say he's like Eminem, whatever, or like NF. But here's the thing. Is there a space in, let's just say Christian rap for the sake of argument. Is there a space available in Christian rap that's okay where you have guys like Andy Mineo that may not convict you of your relationship with Jesus, but and I'll just say this, and Ethan may do whatever, but like man, I'm trying to think of how to word this. Like I'm just gonna say it. It's okay that he's in that space because at least his music doesn't have cuss words ever the word and doesn't talk about sex.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying that as, like, a sentence. Like, it is there a space for that?
I think there is, bro. 100%. Like, but Ethan, what you said,
there's got to be intention, right? Does it have to convict?
Well, I don't think it does. I don't think it has to convict, per se.
Okay.
Right? But because praise music is for, the intention is praising God.
It is,
right?
It is to enter into worship, yes.
Exactly. Right. It's different with hip-hop, right? It's way different with hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's more of an entertainment, more of a...
It's, you know, there's...
Our time. Our time.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. You know, I think when you're talking about, oh, where is this space? Or where... I take... It's Christian entertainment. But guess what? I'll take Christian out of it. It is clean entertainment that passes the time. It is what my mom would tell me when I was a little boy, asking if I could listen to a song.
So, like,
a
couple years ago.
Yeah,
I love this guy. Yes.
He's freaking at
me right
now. Bro.
Yes. That's awesome.
She would call it benign. Okay. And what I would say on some Christian hip-hop artists, that they're not cussing, they're not talking about this, they're not saying that Jesus died on the cross. They have just entered into the world of benign entertainment music, where it's just there. It's not bad. It doesn't sway you. It doesn't, you know, affect you in any way of just... It's like that song, I'm so happy, sing along with you.
Yeah.
Okay? It's literally like, that's a benign song. It does not have any sole purpose other to entertain you in a clean way.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
I'm speechless. Okay, let's go in on this just a tiny bit. I'm gonna lean into this.
Part two.
Yes, please.
So you're referencing that Pharrell song, I'm Happy, right?
Yeah.
Which is a great song, by the way.
It's very catchy.
I've sung it several times.
But at the same time, right? He never brought any glory to God, right? Never once.
He's not a Christian.
But he, of course not, right? He's not. He never brought glory to anyone at all. But even in benign entertainment songs, they still shout out to the Savior of the world several times. Once or twice. Now, it's not going to convict you. You're not going to fall on your knees. But at the same time, you know, they're using their platform and expressing themselves, but also giving glory to God at the same time. Now, it's not convicting, like you said, but they still use the platform to point back to Jesus Christ.
You know, I look at a lot of songs. I every time he sends me a song or a new song comes up, the first thing I do is I click on the lyrics. I listen to it. I read it at the same time.
I wish you would just listen to it first.
And,
I really do.
See how it hits you.
It's the wrong
spot. Okay, but what about this?
Well, I ain't
done,
Jim.
Go ahead.
Golly. And I really don't find a lot of that. Yes, we did talk about in some newer songs of Lecrae before the Restored album had released, he actually said the word God in it twice. There was no biblical reference. There was no all divine healing. There was no conviction. He literally just, he just said, and then the next song, actually, he did him, his, he. He was using one of those pronouns, right? Pronouns. It was like, who are we talking about, Santa? And that's why I think where you're like, okay, yes, he did say, he did talk about the man upstairs, but it was like he didn't even say the word. And there was a, there's a song, a hip hop song that says, yeah, we even said the word Jesus back in the day to let him know that there was no difference, but there was a difference in who we were actually rapping about. I forget what it was, man, but it's a cool guy. He's an OG guy. He's real old, and he was just featured on this guy's song. And he was just making a stance where, like, back in the day, it was real serious as a Christian hip-hop, or even as a hip-hop artist, to come out, if you would, as Christian.
True.
Like, they had so much flack. And I feel like, for him, it's like, this is what we were all about, and now we're using pronouns, and it's like, what the heck? Like, this isn't what I fought for. This isn't what I took all this flack for.
Huh.
I don't know. That's
interesting.
Just...
Yeah. I mean, we've come a long way since Gospel Gangsters. Huge shout out.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, hold on just a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's from what something that he said and something and that you're saying. So I'm just going to – I don't know if I'm playing devil's advocate or whatever. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. So what from what I'm getting from what you said and what from you said, like actually more from you, is, for example, you know how like they have those award ceremonies like for actors and stuff like that?
Yeah. Okay,
like whatever those are, I don't know what they are. Like they like
Academies?
The Grammys, or, yeah, Grammys, Academies, all those types of things. I don't know what the percentage is of those individuals that are Christians, but 99%. I'm sorry, 99% of the time, they always thank God.
Mm. God.
Yes, yeah. Like 99% of the time they do. We can all agree, right?
Yeah. God,
and let's just be honest,
everybody.
Let's just be honest. And I don't know their hearts and I don't know them. I would say majority of them aren't Christians. Like just as a like it's just a throw out there.
Right.
So
right.
Okay, so then what's the point of them saying glory to God if they're not Christians?
Well, God could be Allah, God could be Buddha, God could be Jesus Christ, God could be
but we don't know.
The Lamb. I mean, that's what I'm saying though, and I think that's what changes real Christian hip hop is when they say the word, like I was telling you about that OG guy. Who said, Jesus,
so
Jesus
if,
Christ.
If Lecrae says his, or like the pronouns that you were saying, like if he doesn't say God or Jesus, then like you're not going to listen to
we
it?
We already talked about this in
okay,
the Lecrae
but
podcast.
He doesn't know. Okay, but it still pertains to Andy Mineo. Because I guarantee you Andy Mineo doesn't say Jesus every time or God every time.
And that's why I called him benign entertainment.
Hmm.
So is there okay? So I guess I get back to my original question: is there a space for that?
He's still a Christian.
He's
though.
Doing it.
He's still a Christian.
He is a Christian that has benign entertainment. It is like if you really want to say it, I mean, well,
say it. I'm just going
to
say
wanting
it.
To say,
say it.
It's like words play. He believes in God. He knows God. But do I believe that what words play is putting out is Christian content? No, because when he was on the podcast. He said that he was drinking and that he was cussing and that he was falling away. That's what he said.
He did say that.
When was
that?
Yeah, what podcast was
that? Preachers and Sneakers.
Preachers and Sneakers. You ever heard of him?
No.
Oh, you. Oh my gosh. You got
no,
yeah. He is. I've got several. I got all of his hoodies that he's put out. It's
nice.
You just stepped on my shoe.
Bro.
Oh my gosh, you bro.
Apologize to the shoe.
Vans. For those of you that are
those
listening,
are like
I like white men.
He's got a date tonight.
They're $30. What are you talking about? They're $55. That's a lot.
$55. You got to buy one, get one.
I'll take $55.
You got a free one.
He's like,
our producer, who happens to be someone that's related to Ethan, we're going to have a discussion. You owe me $55.
Oh, man.
Checks in the mail.
I'm just saying.
You okay, know, so yeah, I feel like there is a space for it though, 100%, right?
Okay.
Because like they have to express themselves. They're still artists.
I can tell them to quit making
know?
Content. No.
Would you rather him make non-Christian content? Do you think he's making non-Christian content by benign music? Do you think he's making non-Christian content?
Andy Mineo.
No, I think
yeah,
he's,
Andy
I
Mineo.
Think he's making clean content or benign.
Is it non-Christian
content.
Though?
I think that separates it between Christian and secular, and then benign's in the middle.
Like, so what makes a song Christian? How about that? What makes a song Christian?
The intent of the release and what went into it. of really the creating.
So what should the intent be for a song to become, a hip-hop song to become Christian? What should the intent
be? To glorify
be?
God and to bring people closer to Christ.
Mm, okay. That's fair. I feel like that's fair. 100%.
I mean, that's just my, like straight up, like, what I believe. The happy song, I don't, again, I'm saying that his intent, and we agree on it, is not to glorify anybody. Yeah. It was a fun song. It was a great song that he just created.
So Christian hip-hop artists shouldn't put out music unless their intent is to glorify God.
No. They can release whatever they want. But if I see, if I hear, if I listen to, whatever, a song that doesn't glorify God, that doesn't point people back to Jesus, then he created a cool, fun, benign song.
Yeah.
Because I know the man, because I know his label, his intent, it is Christian music. However,
technically, Christian.
Technically. But if you're really going to look at it and be like, this is a dope Christian song, that's benign. That's benign music. It's like the freaking Everything Is Awesome Lego music, right?
Yeah.
That Lego song.
Everything is awesome.
That's benign music.
Stop singing. He can sing, but not you.
All right, let him.
Everything is cool when you're...
It's a dope song. That's all. That's all.
That's fair, man. I like that. I love that.
I got to ask you a question. Do you think Andy Mineo is controversial in any way? Like with what he's putting out... With any of his rhymes, with just basically his intent,
dude. I don't
be careful. He's setting you up.
I don't. I think he's gonna be careful.
Softball throw.
Serving
such
it up.
A snitch.
Softball throw.
Such a snitch.
We don't know him very well.
Being nice to him.
I am ready to go through the fire and the flames, bro.
Is your answer
like
now?
Old school. I cannot think of one lyric that I've heard that made him controversial. So I'm ready for this. I might, but then again, I have not heard every single song that Eminem has put out. So
he's just done his research.
I remember back when it was released, and I talked to Jaren about it. I mean, that's why we even do this, because like, what we want to do is we want to find this Christian hip hop that was released. And do what Jaren says, I break it apart. And I go, okay, why was this written?
Yeah.
Why was this produced, and what value does it have? A song that I think is controversial was Break Bread, featuring Beam, Break Bread.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sleepless Nights. So here's a...
I love that song.
It says, Sleepless Nights, I'm on day ones, I think it's time, grapevine, pop the wine, take a drink and break this bread. When I first heard the song, like I jumped into defense, and I was like, he's talking about the Last Supper, man. He's breaking bread, he's drinking the wine or whatever. He's just doing communion.
Yeah.
But as I continued to listen to it, and I continued to really kind of break it apart, I think he romanticized drinking. Like, I think that he just kind of took it too far, and it was like, this song, kid you not, start to finish, is literally about popping the wine and drinking it. Like, I'm not even lying. Like, it's literally, engulfed in it.
I think that's a part of the lyric, but I mean, I feel like the song, the meaning behind that song is more about breaking bread with your day ones, right? And this concept of day one, people who were shooting with you in the gym before you made it big. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're all on the same level there. So
sure.
I feel like Andy Mineo's lyric there is just a reference. Hip hop is kind of a play on words in general.
It is.
So you gotta be on the lookout for those double entendres, triple entendres if you're super, clever with it. I feel like that lyric is a shout out to wine in general. It can be a shout out to like Jesus breaking bread with wine. It's also, Christian hip hop artists can't really speak on too many vices, right? But wine is one of the vices that people can actually speak on in Christian music because, Jesus drank wine, water into wine, all this stuff. So it's kind of a safe vice, if you will. Although, it's got to be said, I've talked to a handful of people in the Christian, rock space, and alcoholism is definitely a problem within Christian hip-hop and just Christian music in general. I digress. Either way, that song was more about breaking bread with people who were with him from the jump.
Do you think... And just play with me on this one. Do you think that I almost feel like he went too far with it. Like, it was literally like that song was just romanticized with the wine, and it was almost like he was kind of making it more, how do I say this word? makes it more
edgy.
You know, well, like, it looks better to the secular world. Almost like if it wasn't a
progressive.
Well, was it a play to kind of get like, oh, dude, he's talking about drinking? Was it? I don't know.
I think I think you could focus in on it. You could focus in on that one lyric and say, did he do this one lyric to appeal to a more secular crowd? No, I just think he was just expressing himself. That's what I think. Because he uses the term break bread with your homies. You know what I mean? Break bread with the people that were there for you.
I say that, yeah.
Right. Break bread, you know, who baked it with you.
Let me hear you.
Share the blessings, who prayed him with you, as a part of the lyrics, too.
Yeah, it does say that.
Yeah.
2014, he released a song called Pisano's Wiling. We've all heard it.
I've actually don't know if I've heard
this
song.
Oh my gosh, it's you gotta very, do it. Very, very, it's featuring it's Marty very, off Social Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
He brought up drinking again. Okay, hear me out. It says Pisano's Wiling, red wine on earth thing, red wine on earth thing, red wine on earth thing. Last call. It won't cost you anything. I stay wiling. Last call. That is literally like, I mean, that is a bar term.
Yeah.
Last call.
Definitely. Yep.
Red wine on everything. I just don't understand what is this connection with red wine? It's just, this is a constant thing with Andy where he's talking about drinking. In another song, he talks about a stripper. And on another song, he talks about how he's just practicing with his wife. Somebody's asking if he got wife and kids. I feel like he just totes this line. And don't get me wrong, sorry, I think it's comical.
Listen, no, whenever I heard that song by, I was like, hey.
I know. And I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm there with you, brother. But why did you choose that in this Christian song? What was the intent for that 12-year-old kid listening to it? Why? Why did you choose that when the alcoholic that is struggling, trying to leave, you know, old hip hop, the rap game, or alcoholism? Now the first song he listens to on Andy Mineo is "Red Wine on Everything."
Do you think it should come with a trigger warning or something like this? Would you say? Maybe trigger warning is the wrong disclaimer. Right. Do you think it should come with a disclaimer?
I think it should stay away from it personally.
Yeah.
I think. Why?
I would say it's because he's an artist and he's just expressing himself. That's what I would say, 100%.
I think at that point, though, it's like, okay, you've made it, right? Yes, you're expressing yourself. However, as a pastor, I'd like to express myself a couple different ways when people cut me off.
Yeah.
However, I can't, though. I have to go, okay, I can't do that. I think it's him. Why did he add that lyric? Was he expressing himself? Just why? I don't.
You thought it was a careless lyric. I think it was a careless expression
that I just he maybe didn't expect or didn't foresee really the multitude of what would come of it. And personally, like even me, which I mean, I was an alcoholic at 15 years old. So for me, reading this lyric, it's like, okay, I've left that world. Why are my idols? The hip hop world that I'm looking up to.
Yep.
You know. Yep. Wait a minute. What?
Dude, I wrote a song. It's called "Kings of the Flesh," and it talks about hip hop idols that we worship. 100%.
Where can they listen to that song at?
It's not recorded yet.
Okay, well, let us know.
Yeah.
We're ready. Yes.
All I'll say is this, because I just, and maybe this is just me, and this is the difference between me and Ethan and even Josiah, like. And maybe it's a downfall. I don't know. Like, I just don't think that deep. I just don't. Like, I just don't. Like, I'm a surface level guy. Maybe that's something that Ethan stops. I just don't. Like, and okay, here, you know, you want to know the cheesy thing that people say is, I'm sorry, guys.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, bro.
But here's the thing. One of the things that you hear all the time is like, well, I just listen to it for the lyrics or for the beat. I like the beat. Like,
that's cool.
Okay, that's cool. Like, and I'm kind of like, I'm not that way because I definitely don't want the lyrics to be like bad or whatever. But
yeah.
I want them to be Christianese, if you will. But I just don't think that deep when it comes to that. Like, I love that song. But you know what? I'll be honest. Up until now, I have not thought about Andy Mineo having an obsession with red wine. I just haven't.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's the difference between me and you, because I'm 26 and I've never even tried alcohol. And I've never had that issue, but yes, I know Josiah's giving me.
That was definitely surprised.
No, but that's okay. Like, no, I've never tried it.
Though.
No,
yeah.
I know. That's never tried it.
Yeah.
I've never tried it. So, but here's the thing. Like, that's the awesome difference between me and you. Like, we have different stories, and so for me, I don't pick up on that. Like, I just didn't.
Right.
Like, I'll say the lyric, and then when I'm done, I'm like, I don't think anything about the red wine. So like that's just my perspective. I don't know.
Well, and even
I
to go
feel like far, that's fair.
Even to go so far to where like Andy Mineo actually told his fans on Twitter to keep your $10 when they were faced with a disagreement in his stance of supporting Christian artists, right to swear. I heard that right. He believes that Christian artists have the right to swear.
That's an interesting controversial argument, dude. Not even an argument.
Huge fight on Twitter.
I feel like that's its own podcast.
Dude, I remember asking. This is for real. I remember my parents never cussed, right? Sure. They never cursed. They just wasn't that type of people, and they didn't really drink either, low key. But I remember talking to a pastor recently, like past couple months. I was like, bro, is it weird that pastor's curse? Is it weird to that pastor's curse, right? And he was like, it's not necessarily a sin. It's just something that people stay away from typically.
You'd be held accountable for every idle word spoken.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you don't have to convince me, bro.
No, I'm just like, saying, I don't know, though. I feel like it is.
I think it's weird when I hear a pastor curse, right?
Yeah.
I think it's weird when I hear Christians curse. Oh, yeah. When I hear a Christian curse. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that kind of makes me question whether or not how deep your faith goes, bro. Like, 100.
You keep kicking my shoes.
I'm like,
away from me.
We need to explain to the people that you are wearing your work boots and you keep kicking
footsies.
My shoes. I'm not going to cuss, but I'm literally going to punch you.
Is there a spot? Is there a black spot on the white shoe?
Bro, put your fist down. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening to this. Stop kicking my shoe. I'm literally going to punch you.
Bro, I think you can't breathe. No, I was kidding.
Golly.
But no, for real, dude. I don't think it's right for any Christian to cuss. Or curse. That's what I think.
Yeah.
If it's perverse, I don't think, you know what I mean? Which is not a good thing.
Blessed man cursing can't come out of the same mouth.
True. Straight with the gospel.
That's a great idea for a podcast. To get some people together.
And talk about it.
But also pull from, let's just give it like 10 artists and we pull songs that have those types of things and talk about it. That's a great idea.
We've had great conversations. You know, before we go, I really want to mention... I really make mention of you, Josiah. I mean, we kind of touched on it. We kind of hit on it a little bit about you being a rapper and you creating and writing some songs. Dude, tell us what can we expect from you in the future. Tell us what you're working on. What do you got going on?
Yeah, man. Yeah, 100. Okay. So right now, I'm really big on apologetics. I really feel like this is something that the Christian world is missing, right? We're supposed to be in the world, but not of it. I feel like a lot of Christians are afraid of the world that we live in.
Sure.
Because, you know, at the core of it, I believe it's because they don't know why they believe what they believe.
Right.
And so when they bump up against other worldviews, they don't know how to defend themselves. They don't know how to defend themselves or their faith. They don't know that it's rational. I really feel a push from the Holy Spirit to start, you know, teaching brothers and sisters about apologetics and how practical it is. And leadership development is another big thing. So that's kind of what my YouTube channel is. The YouTube channel is called The Humble Perspective. The Humble Perspective Show.
Check it out.
Yes. And that's really what this Humble Perspective Show is going to be about. It's going to be about pulling leadership principles out of the Bible, taking like different stories or situations and showing how, you know, it's a practical book that you can pull wisdom from. And also apologetics, super duper important. As far as the music is concerned, you can expect I'm going to be putting out some music here pretty soon. I can't really give any details, but I'm going to be putting out some music relatively soon. I'm pretty super pumped about it. Very excited. I'll do shows at different churches. I did a show in Lee Summit. It was kind of fun. At A Course Evangel, did a show a couple of times. And dude, I'm all about that 100.
And where can they see you on YouTube? That you sent me that link of you rapping. Can they see that?
Yeah, that's up. That's up.
Hit them up. What is that? How can we type that in?
If you just search Josiah Duff on YouTube, it should pop up. I think it's like KC Rapper.
Yeah,
that was for a one take contest that I did a couple of. I can't remember when it was, but it's one take contest. Yeah,
that's awesome. I saw you on Facebook. You guys were kind of like give us a little teaser about a website. What can we expect when you'll be releasing that so we can go visit it and stuff?
Yeah, so that's going to be live here pretty soon, and that's really about the speaking portion of what God has got me on. And this has been a long time in the making. God has really been brewing this idea, birthing something cool, and it's called the Purpose Seminar. I have a huge push on purpose, and the Purpose Seminar, for any worldview to be true, You gotta. It's got to answer four questions. For any worldview to be true, it's got to answer four questions coherently. The first one is origin, where did I come from? Second one is purpose, why am I here? Third one is morality, how should I live? And the last one is destiny, you know, what happens after I die? If a worldview doesn't answer all four of these questions sufficiently, then you need to do some digging on your worldview, or perhaps it's time to investigate other ones. So the purpose seminar is addressing these four questions, and I'll be doing this at youth groups. And I really, honestly, I want to start working with pastors, youth pastors, you know, lead pastors, because this message is got to get out to the students because they're under attack, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The students are under, and you know this because you're a part of the youth group. Like that's how where we met.
You'll be back for sure.
Yeah, so that's on the website, and that's going to be going live here within a week or so.
Perfect.
Hey, bro, guess what time it is.
Is it Sneaker of the Week?
It is. Well, it's actually a sneaker of this podcast, but yeah, Sneaker of the Week. So, Josiah, the sneaker, and Ethan, what the Sneaker of the Week is. Now, this is a little different because I had seen these on someone a while ago, and I'm just like, there's no way that I just saw those in person. They are the Balenciaga Speed Trainer Black. I actually saw the white ones, and I love them. It kind of looks like a sock with a bottom on it, like a hard shell on the bottom. Here's a picture of it. I really like it. If I could afford them, I would get it. I've done a lot of research, and honestly, I think they go for around $1,000, but, like on my size 12, it just says make an offer. Like there's really no set price. So like if you were to offer him $1,000, I don't know if he would take it. I know that like for a size 9, it went for $730. Wow. So, I'm sure some of the smaller sizes are more expensive, and then some of the older, bigger sizes are, expensive as well. So
I wouldn't wear them.
Those are pretty sick.
You wouldn't wear them? Would you wear them?
I probably would wear
them.
I would.
Yeah. I could rock these.
And they're trainers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could rock them for sure.
For sure.
So. Rate them, Josiah. 1 to 10. What do you think?
1 to 10 on that? I mean, that's a pretty dope sneaker, if I'm being honest. Is it specifically for like training, like in a gym? Or
I think it's
honestly,
more of a fashion.
I would say it's more fashion.
More fashion?
See, I would say. That's like a nylon.
I don't think it has much sock. Ankle support.
Yeah, you try to skirt somebody on that.
You can do like.
You're breaking ankles.
Yeah, but you can like lift weights and things like that. Like, but when it comes to running, I don't think you can.
I would give that shoe a solid 7.
I was going to say 7.5 for sure. Now, when it comes to it's Balenciaga, so it's really high fashion, I would say it's a 10. But like for me, since I'm a normal average human being from this area, like I would say it's 7.5.
Yeah.
So.
Dope sneaker. Check it out, guys. Balenciaga.
Awesome.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Josiah, thank you so much for being a part of it. Jaron, you're always here anyway.
Heck
so.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for checking us out.
Thanks, guys.